A new horse market. Welcome, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
You know, we sell horses, and people bring their horses in and from all over the, well, from really three states there. We get horses in, and we have buyers there, you know, buying horses, pleasure horses, and gated horses, and working horses. And
Don Terry is the manager of the Somerville Livestock Market, and he says the interest in holding a regular horse sale has really increased. They held their first sale in April, another in May, and they'll have another next Friday night.
One of the things that brought this about, we had a special, I leased a barn for a special horse sale. I had 17 horses in it. And from the time word got out, my phone never stopped ringing about wanting to come to the horse sale, wanting to sell a horse, wanting to buy a horse. And shortly thereafter, I was making some farm visits and began to realize just how many horses there were in my area.
Don Terry says they'll sell about 200 head of horses at each sale, ranging from colts to others pushing 20 years old.
We've sold them anywhere from $35 to $2,500. You know, just depending on the horse and what kind of condition they're in and what training they've had or have not had.
Terry says the horse business has become a big industry in West Tennessee. With many folks that move from town out into the country, they'll usually end up with a horse for pleasure riding.
It seems to be that all rural houses in the area have horses, you know. Households, they'll have horses, and that's their connection to the farm, I think.
And so far, so good at the Somerville Livestock Market, where it's been standing room only at each of the horse sales, and sales are held every second Friday night of the month. That happens again next Friday, June 13th. Have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.